An Israeli advocacy group called Parents Against Child Detention protested outside Ofer Prison in the occupied West Bank Friday to condemn the detention of Palestinian children. The group says about half of the children currently held at the prison are being detained under administrative orders, which allows authorities to hold individuals for renewable six-month periods without formal charges or a trial. T.T. Carmel, CEO of Parents Against Child Detention.
So we are standing here today in front of the Ofer prison in protest of the administrative arrest of 180 children. Today, in the beginning of what other children in this region are calling the big summer holiday. For these children that are being held here, detained here at Ofer Prison, there is no freedom and there is no summer vacation that is starting.
According to the group, more than 1,600 children from East Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank have been detained since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, including some Palestinian Americans with dual citizenship. Human rights organizations say many children are released with serious health problems, including significant weight loss and untreated injuries. The group also cites Israeli prison service data showing at least 351 children in custody, though they note that the figure does not include children held in military detention facilities or interrogation centers. Protester Ian Volkov called for increased international pressure.
I think the issue of prisoners is one of the most horrific things that are happening in Palestine right now. Of course, the occupation, apartheid, Gaza and Lebanon, but actually the conditions of the prisoners is totally horrific. It's always been not good, but the last 4 years, it's gone to a stage that's kind of unimaginable. This is proven by many, many evidence, many, many people writing about it, documents, UN, whoever you want to speak to knows about this is happening. Europe is not exercising any pressure on Israel to stop it. And we are asking the whole international community to do whatever it can to stop the imprisonment of children, but also to stop any imprisonment of any political prisoners in Palestine.
Rights groups say Israeli authorities have not disclosed how many detained children are from Gaza. Lawyers have also filed court petitions seeking information on the whereabouts of children reportedly detained during military operations, including some as young as 5 years old. Friday's protest comes just days after the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory released a report concluding that Israel continues to commit genocide and other atrocity crimes by deliberately targeting Palestinian children. A key factor supporting its findings of genocidal intent by Israeli authorities and security forces in Gaza. Israel, however, rejects the claims. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.